Good morning. Good morning to everyone listening this morning. This is Minister Sadie Elliott coming to you from Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry today. And today we are going to be talking about service. And before I get started, I want to have a moment of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning in the most humblest way that we know how. Lord Jesus, we come in lifting up you tonight, Lord Jesus. Come and giving you all the thanks, all the glory today, dear Heavenly Father. It's such a wonderful and a beautiful day, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to talk to our radio listeners this morning. And Lord, let it be something that I say, dear Heavenly Father, that will reach them wherever they are right now, from the sound of my voice. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask you to come in and touch each and every person that tune into the show this morning. Let them be helped. Let them be able to be renewed in their mind. Let them be able to go out and know what service is all about. Let them be able to render service in their community, in their church, in their home. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. First of all, this morning, we're going to talk about service. To serve means to assist or be of use. Serving is one of the reasons we are on this earth. And the reason Jesus himself said he came to earth. When we serve, we reach out to meet the needs of others. Service is an outward sign that we belong to God and desire to do his will. True service is not about grudgingly doing for others out of obligation, but an act that flows willingly as a channel for God's love. True servants give not just with their hands, but with their hearts as well. Had you ever thought of being a humble servant today? Jesus washed his disciples' feet, and an example how to be a servant. And we'll talk a little bit right now from John, the 13th chapter, the 4th through the 17th verse. Jesus knew that the time had come to leave the world, to go to the Father. Having loved his dear companions, he continued to love them right to the end. It was super time. The devil by now had Judas, son of Simon, the Iscariot, firmly in his grip, all set for the betrayal. I know y'all read the story. Jesus knew that the Father had put him in a complete charge of everything, that he came from God and was on his way back to God. So he got up from the supper table, set aside his robe, and put on an apron. That was to serve. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the feet of his disciples, drying them with an apron. How many of you today will wash your neighbor's feet? When he got up to Simon Peter, Peter said, Master, you wash my feet. And Jesus answered and said, you don't understand now what I'm doing, but it will be clearly enough to you later. Peter persisted, you're not going to wash my feet ever. Jesus said, if I don't wash you, you can't be part of what I'm doing. Master, said Peter, not only my feet, then wash my hands, wash my head. And Jesus said, if you had a bath in the morning, you only need your feet washed now, and you're cleansed from head to toe. My concern, you understand, is holiness, not hygienic. So now you're clean. But not every one of you, he knew who was betraying him. That's why he said, not every one of you. After he had finished washing their feet, he took his robe, put it back on, and went back to his place at the table. How many of you all today will wash your sisters and brothers' feet? And do what thus saith the Lord. Do you understand what I have done to you, the Lord said? You address me as teacher and master. Rightly so. That is what I am. So if I am the master and teacher washing your feet, you must now wash each other's feet. Now you can be ready for service. Our strength was given to us to help us serve. God rejoices when we change how I can help myself attitude to one of how can I help other people. How many of you today have gone out to try to help someone else, not thinking about yourself, not being selfish? Strength is for service, not statue. Each one of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? That's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't make it easy for himself by avoiding people's trouble, but waded right in and helped out. I took on the troubles of the trouble, is the way Scripture put it. But when we think about others' need, we can come to their rescue. We can help others. Desire unselfishness. The search for pleasure, wealth, and fame often lead to frustration. It seems the more we give, the more we want. To be useful is a goal that brings reward far beyond earthly pleasure. There are only four great principal ends for which men and women can work in this world: pleasure, wealth, fame, and unfulness. We owe it to ourselves to consider them carefully and to make up our mind which of them is to be our chief object in life. The one end that is really worth working for, unfulness. To desire and strive to be of some service to the world, to aim at doing something which shall really increase the happiness and welfare and virtue of mankind. This is a charge which is possible for all of us, and surely it is good haven to sail from. Thing sometimes servant says, the mark of a servant is willingness. We need to have our attitude of submitting to God's agenda rather than clinging to our own. In Exodus 7 and 14, it says, Moses, speak. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Samuel speaking. He said, here I am, send me. Isaac speaking. That's taken from Isaac 6 and 8. Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. Mary speaketh, taken from Luke 1 and 38. Not my will, but thine be done. Jesus speaking, that's taken from Luke 22 and 42. Anyone wanting to be the greatest must be the least, the servant of all. Receiving service from others. Those of us who consider ourselves the Lord's servant sometimes have a hard time receiving from others. How many times have y'all not received from others? You want to do everything yourself, or when someone else is trying to help you? Although Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive. This statement also said, it is blessed to receive. A lot of us give, but we really don't know how to receive. We give so much from our heart, from our necessities, that when somebody else turns to give, we really don't know how to receive it. I was thinking, while I was out for a couple of hours, my house guest cleaning the house, instead of feeling grateful, I felt hurt. I knew they was trying to help, but I felt they was communicating. You are an inefficient housekeeper, so we have to help you. Why is it that I serve them? the whole time they were here. But when they tried to do a service for me, I couldn't handle it. Didn't Jesus wash the apostle feet? I only want to wash other people's feet. Lord, please humble me enough to let them wash mine. And do we come to be humble sometimes? Love for God is the best motive for serving. The more we love God, the more we're going to want to serve. If we are devoted to the cause of humanity, we shall soon be crushed and brokenhearted. But if our motive is love to God, no ingratitude can hinder us from serving our fellow men. We're supposed to let our light shine through serving others. You are the light of the world. City set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light up a lamp and put it under a measure, but under a lampstand. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your moral excellence and praiseworthy, noble, and good deeds, recognizing and honor and praise. So today, as we think about service, you want to serve others. Never think about you could never be served. Serving God and others, what a mystery. That when we serve others, it's as if we are doing the service for God. One of the principal rules of religion is to lose no occasion of service. And since it is invisible to our eyes, we are able to serve God in Him, our neighbors. When He received as if done to Himself in person, standing visible before us. Jesus explains service to others. If we serve others, we serve God. If we serve the least, we serve Jesus. Because He came to earth to become one of the least. He said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. He said, I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. He said, I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. He said, I was sick, and you visited me. He said, I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous was answering him, saying, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and fed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you?" And the king will answer and say to them, "Or surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." Are you serving with a purpose today? Work can be drudgery when we see it as just as a job. Every area of work, no matter how insignificant it may seem, it is an opportunity to fulfill service, God and people. For our God never considers our work as merely a way to earn a living. So much an hour or so much a year. He has given each of us the gift of life with a special purpose in view. To Him, work is a sacrament. Even what we consider unimportant, a mundane work, when done, is unto the Lord. It can have eternal significance. Life is a gift to be used every day, not to be smothered and hidden away. Those with the fullest and most fulfilling lives are those who are busy serving others. Life is a gift that the humble may bow of, and one that the humble may well make the most of. Get out, live each hour of the day, wear it and use it as much as you may. You know, when you think about service, I learned that dying times can be a beautiful time despite the suffering and uncertainty involved. I've learned how to mourn with those who mourn. I've learned about dealing with my own grief and loss and how to let go of self-pity so I can cherish the act of living my life. Serving with hospice have given me an education that no textbook could provide, and it has changed me for the better. The wonder of serving is when we meet the need of others, forgetting about our own, and yet somehow in the process our needs are met. When we learn how to serve others day by day, serving God because you are God, friends put a permanent end to duty. I thought about that as I was researching on serving and service today. Serving in the struggle for freedom. Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream that people of all race could be lifted from oppression. He dedicated his life to service of the black community in order to fulfill that dream. What if he had died? He asked the audience. When he was stabbed in 1958 in Harlem, he would have missed the greatest experience of his life in the freedom struggle of the black people. There were difficulties the day ahead, he said, days of confusion and doubt to live through. He was not discouraged by this, on the contrary. I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. Then he gave the people whom he had served so well his final promise and his prophecy. I may not get there with you, he said, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. So when you think about service, being a servant, it is so much to being a servant and helping others. Today, each and every one of us should go out to see what we can do for somebody else, not being selfish, but trying to do something to help somebody else. Each of us is called to be a life of service. God's voice may sound in our own inner conversation, in encouraging a friend, in hearing a specified need, or in revitalizing that we have specify skills that can help others. How is God calling you to serve today? Have you heard him tell you to go help your neighbor, help someone in your church, help someone on the beaten path of life that you have come across today? I don't know what your destiny will be, but one thing I do know, the only one among you who will be really happy are those who have sought and found how to serve. Whatever your task, work heartily at serving the Lord. And that means knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward, and you are serving the Lord Christ. One group of faithful servants, teaching can be a thankless job with low pay, public criticism. Teachers' service heart keeps them going. Parents need to thank their children, teachers, for their service. Some of the greatest servants I know are teachers. They don't get paid much, but they give much in return. So many go the extra mile to encourage our children. To say you can do it, you know you can. They see beyond the outer shell. So what's inside And they minister to the heart while trying to teach the brains to think. All of the service that weighs an ounce in the sight of God is that which is prompt by love. The grateful servant, a dedicated service is grateful to all those who have served him, including the Lord. He sees that he is passing on to others what he has received. And today, seeing beyond the dirt, seeing beyond the dirt to the beauty and the goodness of those who serve is essential. We can do it if we look at them with through the eyes of the Lord that is seen based on what God is telling us and showing us. So please don't think I'm heroic. I have just as much trouble adjusting to all of this as any of you would have. In fact, at first I almost gave up and went back home. It was a struggle to see underneath the rag, the smell, the human being, some with fine minds, some with great spirit, lovable pride, sensitive, begin to care about them, really care. It's like a garden. If you throw out your turnips because they came out of the ground with dirt clinging to you, then you never discover the goodness there. But we have to service others. Today, try going down in your city to check on the homeless, those that's under the bridge. Try going to see what you can do to be of service to somebody else today. Move yourself aside and just say, Lord, direct me. Send me where you would have me to go. I want to be of service to someone today. I want to service someone with the word of God. I want to show them with hard work how I can serve others. And some people have the ability to write words that lift the heart and smooth the soul. Let's thank God for those who serve in this way. There's so many ways to serve God. I forget spoken words too easily. And so I have appreciated those who have served me by sending notes of encouragement. I do a card ministry to let people know how I appreciate them, how I love them. It's just the little things that you can do that can lift someone's spirit today by sending a card of thank you, a card of encouragement, calling someone on the phone that you haven't heard from in a long time that you need to encourage. You may not know, it just might be your phone call that gives someone a lift in their spirit that make them know that they can go on a little bit further. It may be a prayer that you pray to someone that make all the difference today in their life. Never think that your servants and your service is not ready and available. Every morning, God wake you up. You have a duty and a journey to go out and serve others. Forget about yourself. Put yourself on the back burner and start reaching out to others. Give someone else a helping hand. Serving discreetly. It's difficult to serve someone without letting other people know about it. But God calls us to frequently engage in secret service. You may know somebody that needs some food in their house today. You don't have to call anybody. If God has put that on your heart, go to the store today. Buy some groceries. Knock at the door and let them know God loves you. I'm serving you today. Stop by someone in the neighborhood. House may need cleaning. Go in. Clean their house for them. You may know someone need to go to the doctor. Don't have a way to get that. Your service is, you let them know that your service is available today. Go right on in and let them know, I'm here. God has sent me to be of service to you today. Even with your pastor, Call your pastor. He may need an uplifting. She may need an uplifting today. Call and let them know that you was thinking about them, that you were on, they were on your mind, and that you wanted to serve them today. If you're not in the habit of going to your church to clean, that's a needed service. Go in. Tell whoever in charge that you came to clean today. You came to clean the bathroom. You came to put fresh flowers. Whatever God have commanded you to do, let them know that you are there. You are willing to do what God has assigned you to do today. Service and hard work, it have never killed anybody. We tend to prefer indignity to hard work, and we prefer hard work that is rewarding and praised. But true servants work hard even when no one but God notices. When you do something for someone, you don't have to wait for a pat on the back. God knows what you're doing. He is ready and able to open every door for you. No matter what situation you're in, he'll meet you right now at your need. I have been asked many times how I have succeeded in this thing or in that thing. And in most every case, I have replied that it has required constant, hard, conscientious work. I consider that there is no permanent success possible without hard work and several efforts coupled with the highest and most praiseworthy aim. Luck, as I have experienced it, is only another name for hard work. In Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, it is hard work. I'm not going to tell you it's easy, but that's what God has given me. And I go up raising my sleeve up each and every day that God wake me up, asking him, what is my assignment for today? Because I know I have something to do. I can't tell anybody any day that Joy and Peace haven't outreached to somebody. Whether it's a hurting family, it's an individual, it's someone we went to try to do something for. Whatever God put up on our heart, if it's feeding somebody, if it's clothing somebody, it's an outreach, it's a service to others. And it's comparatively easy to find people who are willing to work when the world is looking on and ready to give applause, but very hard to find those who are willing to work in the cold or at midnight when there is no watchful eye or anyone to give applause. You may be called in the middle of the night to be able to go to someone that's in need. You got to be willing and available. You can't tell God, I'm tired, I don't feel like going. If that's your purpose, you have to get up and go. A servant reflection. Although I have much to be grateful for, as I look back over my life, I also have many regrets. I have failed many times and would do many things differently. For one thing, I would speak less and study more. I would spend more time with my family. When I look back over the schedule I've kept 30 or 40 years ago, I am startled by all the things we did and the engagements we kept. Sometimes we fitted from one part of the country to another, even from one continent to another, in the course of only a few days. Were all these engagements necessary? Yes. Was I as discerning as I might have been about which one to take? No. And which to turn down? No. I doubt it. Every day I was absent from my family is gone forever. When God have sent you out to be a servant and to serve others, you no more your own. You belong to God. And everything that God have assigned you to do for that day, you have to be on your journey, on your job, on your post. All service right the same with God. We are to serve the Lord with gladness. When you think of reward of serving, there's a fulfillment joy that comes from serving others. People, rather than putting our own desire first. I love serving others. I love making other people happy. I love to be in a place where I can bring a smile on somebody's face. No matter how down I am, I can always see the good in someone else. When I see the good in them, in the service I'm serving to them, all the downtime that I had, all the things that I thought I had lost or I had missed, I could see it was all worth the joy. That's why God gave me Joy and Peace Outreach, because I'm steadily outreaching to others. I don't have time to sit down and just ponder on daily worries and the grief and the cares of the world. All I could think about was, God, what's my next assignment? Where would you be sending me today? And when you think about it, all you can do is just keep on moving on. Just keep doing what God say do. And he will continue on giving you the things that he wants you to say, the places he wants you to go, and you'll be just surprised on what he have you to do. God is just so good and just so worthy. He's so worthy to be praised. And he wants us to continue staying connected to him. He wants us to do everything that he would have us to do. So today, continue following the path that God have given you. Don't give up. Continue on serving God. It would be memorable, gratifying experience. And when I join others volunteering, because I'm always volunteering, from one thing to the other, it's a benefit of serving. If we look to service for the benefit, it will bring us. We may be disappointed, yet if we forget about the benefit and gladly see others, good things happen to us. We are helped in so many ways by those we serve. We are here taught the great lesson that to get, we must give. That to accumulate, we must scatter. That to make ourselves happy, we must make others happy. And that in order to become spiritually, vigorously, we must seek the spiritual good of others. In watering others, we are ourselves watered. How? Our efforts to be useful bring out our power for usefulness. We have latter talent and dormant faculties which are brought to light by exercise. Our strength for labor's hidden even from ourselves until we venture forth to fight the Lord's battle or to climb the mountains of difficulty. We do not know what tender sympathy we possess until we try to dry the wind of tears and smooth the often grief. We often find an attempt to teach others that we gain instruction for ourselves. Oh, what a gracious lesson some of us have learned at sick beds. We went to teach the scriptures. We came away blushing that we knew so little of them. In our converse with post-saints, we are taught the way of God more perfectly for ourselves and get a deeper insight into divine truth. So that watering others make us humble, we discover how much grace there is where we had not looked for it. how much the poor saints may outstrip us in knowledge. Our own comfort is always increased. By our working for others, we endow to cheer them, and the consolation gladdens our own heart. Like two men in the snow, one chaffed the other, limbs to keep him from dying, and in doing so, kept his own blood in circulation and saved his own life. Life is a gift to be used every day, not to be smothered and hidden away. Life is a gift that humble may boast of, and one that the humble may well make the most of. Get out. Live each hour of the day. Wear it. Use it as much as you may. Don't keep it in nicks and corners and grooves. You will find that in service, its beauty improved. So today I tell each and every one of you, just go out in your community. Learn how to be a service to others. Do you understand? Now, after I had explained to you and showed you how you can go out and work in your community, how you can be service to others, how you can be the greatest on what God has called you to do, how you can have a full life, how you can be serving God, but because you are God's permanent friend. You know, I learned that things, serving others, even volunteering in a hospital, in a hospital, in a nursing home, you can go out today to the veteran hospital. If so many people need help today, that you can open up your arms, pull up your sleeve, and just be directed by God to do what he have assigned you to do. I want to thank you for being such a great teacher, God. Often we don't even think of it until years later when we realize the impact that a teacher has made in our life, which is you, God. And so I thank you, teacher, one and all, for being such a faithful servant, for showing me, God, how to serve, how to be a servant to others, how to go in and raise up my sleeve and not be timid, not worried if I can do this or not. But with you, I know all things are possible, Lord. And I just want to thank you, Lord, for sharing with others today how they can be a service to others, how God have directed them this day. Let each listener that's hearing my voice today be able to go out and service others, not worry about themselves and their family, but to be able to just say, Lord, here am I. Send me. Direct me. Show me what you would have me to do. And today, I tell each and every person, sometimes you have to encourage your own self. You don't have to wait for somebody else to call you or somebody to pull your chain. When God woke you up this morning and started you on your way, you could say, Lord, I thank you for this day, because somebody didn't make it. Somebody is on their blade of affliction this morning. Somebody is going through a stressful situation. Somebody is incarcerated. Lord, look down on those that's incarcerated today. Let me be a service to them. Let me go into the prison and be able to share the word with them. You're still serving somebody else, less fortunate than yourself. So, coming to the close of this program, this morning, I want you to just hear a few excerpts from this song on Encourage Yourself. I love you, and please stay tuned. Continue on listening to Joy and Peace Outreach. That's outreaching to others this morning. No matter what your situation is right now, God can meet you right at your need. So right now, just listen to this. I just want y'all to know, hopefully we'll meet again next Wednesday at 10 o'clock for Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, and continue on all this week, all this day, encouraging yourself. You don't need anybody else to encourage. You can encourage yourself. So I will close off this day with encouraging yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, and thank God.
yourself. Depression.